Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshana now to tell you all about herself.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Shoshana.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Excellent. So I'm here today to talk about the emotion code therapy and the other forms of energy healing to change your life, to install or reverse or release whatever it is that is blocking you, that is binding you from living the life that you want, from being happy, truly happy, from the inner core, from your inner child, from your inner teenager, and from your inner adult. Much of our suffering is due to negative and emotional energies that have become trapped within us. And the emotion code, which is something that I stumbled upon in 2009, is a program that literally has made all the difference in my life. If ever I'm troubled by something, I sit down, I release, and I feel much better for it, and it gives me insight, and it just makes me feel a whole lot lighter about what it is that I'm experiencing, and gives me a better outlook to perception to what's ahead. You know, in dealing with life's problems on a day-to-day basis, because things do crop up that are out of your control, you know. So, you know, getting rid of these trapped energies can help you to overcome obstacles, the obstacles of your past, and can bring new life into your marriage, your family, and other personal relationships. So that's how I want to live my life, you know. So that's what I'm here to do for people, is to help them move ahead. If they're stuck, we're here to unstick them. So with that, Barbara, do we have any callers today?
Hold on, let me check. Yes, we have one so far. So if
all
you're
right.
ready, we'll go to the caller from area code 480. Okay, let me click on you again. And what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Your name is what?
My name's Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey.
Hello there.
And what can Shoshana do for you?
I guess I would like a healing as well on my chakra, the stomach chakra. What is that?
Okay.
The third chakra, about the control center. That's what I forgot what it's called, but the control. I'm trying to think, like, what is it called? But the control
the
center.
Solar plexus. Your solar
yes,
plexus.
Yes, right, there you go. Right, there you go.
Yeah.
The solar plexus.
Yeah.
Chakra. Yeah.
Okay, well, what we'll do on you is I'll release, I'll go in and I'll check for negative beliefs and I'll install a list of positives. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
So you're right now, you're the only caller, so we could spend an hour on you. You know what I mean?
Sounds even better.
Yeah, and okay. If another caller comes on, stick on the line, because if if you end up being, you know, one of two or whatever, I'll come back and I'll work on you. So.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. Do I have your permission, Keisha, to connect with you?
Yes.
Okay. Can I connect Keisha? Yes. Is my name Keisha? No. Is my name Shoshana? Yes. Is my name Keisha? Yes. Is my name Shoshana? No. Is my name Keisha to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, can we tap into Keisha's innate? Yes. Okay, within Keisha's innate, can we tap into Keisha's solar plexus chakra? Yes. Okay, and within Keisha's solar plexus chakra, can we connect to row one? Yes, which is safety and survival. Yes. Okay, external world has full power over me. Yes. Oversensitive to criticism. Yes. Frozen with fear. Yes. Feeling attacked. Yes. Persecuted. Yes. Ridiculed. Yes. Teased. Yes. Always expecting the worst. Yes. Creating crisis constantly to exist or to live. Yes. Overreacting. Yes. Needing drama to exist. Yes. I can't relate to others' pain or suffering. Yes. I don't want to reach out to others only to be hurt again. Yes. It is safe to be a hermit. Yes, unable to love unconditionally. Yes, feeling there is something life-threatening. Yes, lack of courage to take risks. Yes. Okay, can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy now from row one of Keisha's solar plexus chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, filling Keisha, her DNA, with a frequency of 528 hertz, and topping Keisha off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Okay, is row one clear? Yes. Okay, may we install the positive? Yes. I am free to become all I want to be. Yes. It is easy to stay in the present moment. Yes. I am seeing that all my needs are being met. Yes. Every day is getting easier to remain focused. Yes. I belong right where I am. Yes. I am relaxed and move with joy and comfort. Yes. Everyone is safe when I express my emotions. Yes. I have the power, strength, and knowledge to handle everything in my life. Yes. I allow and welcome change. Yes. I give myself permission to change. Yes. It is safe for me to succeed. Yes. I give myself permission to do what is planted in my heart. Yes. Is row one balanced? Yes. Is row one open? Yes. Is row one grounded? Yes. Is row one is row one complete? Yes. Okay. Is row two, is there negative beliefs? Connected resources. Yes. Is there negative belief? Yes. Okay, lack of physical energy. Yes. I am weary. Yes. Drained. Yes. Exhausted. Yes. Burned. Yes. Pulling in energy from others. Yes. Can't keep up with my thoughts. Yes. DNA patterns that draw energy from mother and others instead of God and source. Yes. Lack of generosity. Yes. Can't bring things to completion. Yes. May I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from row two of Keisha's solar plexus chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, filling Keisha's DNA with a frequency of 528 hertz, topping Keisha off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Okay, may I install the positive? Yes. I am an abundance of high physical energy. Yes, I choose to align myself with the prosperous power of the universe. Yes, I am seeing that all my needs are being met. Yes, I am always loved and secure. Yes, I draw all my energy from God and Source. Yes, every day is getting easier to remain focused. Yes, I am trusting all my needs are being met. Yes, I am attracting the help that I need. Yes, I am doing things on time. Yes, I am giving myself permission to prosper. Yes, I am creating balance in my schedule. Yes, is row two of Keisha's solar plexus balanced? Yes, open? Yes, grounded? Yes, anchored? Yes, complete? Yes. How do you feel, Keisha?
I feel good.
I feel your vibration.
I do, too. When you started out, like, I was getting bubbles, like gas bubbles in my stomach. But
yeah,
then it was like
yeah.
My stomach started getting full of, like, okay, love. I don't know what else. It was just swimming, and it was just going round and round in my belly, like love or something.
Yeah.
And then you did
yeah.
row two. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden
yeah.
I start getting frog kicks in my stomach, like not hard ones, but nice little, I don't know, almost like I was pregnant or something. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so that,
wow.
that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's 6 or 7 rows here that I got to go through. So 7 rows.
All right.
So
okay.
Let's get going. Okay, row 3 is
gotcha.
The emotion. Okay, does Keisha possess negative beliefs in row 3, the emotions? Yes. Prejudice? No. Critical? No. Judgmental? No. Martyr? No. Overwhelmed with the shoulds and ought tos. No. Distorted thinking. No. Everything is always against me. No. Feeling like no one ever notices me. No. My needs are not being met. No. Hiding from responsibilities. No. Puzzled. No. Confused. Yes. Deprived. Yes. Baffled. Yes. Perplexed. Yes. Neglected. Yes. Rejected. Yes. Deep grief. Yes. Despair. Yes. May I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from row 3 of Keisha's solar plexus, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, filling Keisha's DNA with a frequency of 528 hertz, and topping her off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Is row 3 complete? Is row 3 clear? Yes. May I install the positive? Yes. I am lighthearted. Yes. I have the ability to receive the sweetness of life. Yes. I am fitting in. Yes. What I have to say is interesting to others. Yes. I am faithful and believing. Yes. I am attracting love wherever I go. Yes. I give myself permission to change. Yes. I am in the perfect place in my life. Yes, I'm creating balances in my schedule. Yes, it's row 3 balance. Yes, row 3 open. Yes, it's row 3 grounded. Yes, row 3 anchored. Yes, row 3 complete. Yes. Row 4 is the victim mindset. Okay, does Keisha possess any negative beliefs? Yes. Feeling shut down. Yes, repressed. Yes, unfulfilled. Yes, lack of self-discipline. Yes. Dissatisfied with my quality of life, yes. Feeling incapable of succeeding in business, yes. Paralyzed with self-doubt, yes. Feels like nothing is coming together, yes. Allowing the same experience to occur over and over, yes. Feeling like it is always going to be this way, yes. Frustrated that not everyone is happy at the same time, yes. Unfeeling, yes. Robotic, no, numb. No, participating in addictive behavior. Yes, I need someone to take care of me. Yes, sadness. Yes, helplessness. Yes. May I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from row 4 of Keisha's solar plexus chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, topping Keisha's DNA off to 528 hertz and installing 963 hertz as icing on the cake. And 963 hertz, it connects you with spirit and the light. Yes, may I install the positive? Yes, I choose to accept and use all my power. Yes, I'm confidently creating my world. Yes, I'm excited about all the possibilities that lay before me. Yes, I am mature and ready to progress with my life. Yes, my life is one success after another. Yes, I am noticing my inner feelings. Yes, I get things done. Yes, I am at the perfect age to create the life I want. Yes, I am doing things on time. Yes, my actions are in alignment with my desires. Yes, I have the power, strength, and knowledge to handle everything in my life. Yes, I give myself permission to change. Yes, new doors are opening for me all the time. Yes. Okay, is row 4 balanced? Yes, open. Yes, grounded. Yes, anchored. Yes, complete. Yes. Okay, row 5 is the control mindset. Does Keisha possess negative beliefs? Yes. Okay, everything has to be my way because I know best. Yes, need to control my environment and everyone around me. Yes, I can't relate to others' pain or suffering. No, feeling a constant urgency. Yes, unable to love without condition. Yes, selfishness. Yes, wanting everything for yourself. No, unable to share. Yes. Won't take advice from others because I know what is best. Yes, seeking revenge. Yes, misuse of power. No. May I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy now from row 5 of Keisha's solar plexus chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, topping her DNA off to frequency of 528 hertz, and topping her off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Yes, is row 5 clear? Yes. May I install the positive? Yes. I allow problems to solve themselves. Yes. I am being true to myself in relationships. Yes. Loving others is easy when I love and accept myself. Yes. I assert my power wisely. Yes. I am giving away my need to criticize myself and others. Yes. I have an increase of patience and trust. Yes. I express my emotions in such a way that feels safe. Yes, I give myself permission to change. Yes. Okay, is row 5 balanced? Yes. Is row 5 open? Yes. Is row 5 grounded? Yes. Is row 5 anchored? Yes. Is row 5 complete? Yes. Row 6 is stagnation and movement? Yes. Okay, is there negative beliefs? Yes. Swallowing other people's thoughts or opinions about me or life in general? Yes. Not being able to move forward, yes. Procrastination, yes. Refusing to see it any other way, yes. Releasing mental thought processes that keep me stuck in old patterns which no longer serve my highest and greatest good, yes. Having trouble making the connections, yes. Can't let go of the past, yes. Stuck in recreating pain over and over again, yes. May I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy now from row 6 of Keisha's solar plexus chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, filling Keisha's DNA with a frequency of 528 hertz, topping Keisha off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Yes, is row 6 clear? Yes. May I install the positive? Yes. I am creating in positive ways. Yes. I am going beyond the limitations of my parents. Yes. I give myself permission to move forward. Yes. My life is one success after another. Yes. I am taking the necessary action to move forward now. Yes. I easily recognize and release paralyzing habits and routines. Yes. I am noticing that things are coming together pretty easily for me. Yes, I am at the perfect age to create the life I want. Yes, I have the ability to see things from many perspectives. Yes, I enjoy finding out new ways of doing things. Yes, I am creating new thoughts about myself and my life. Yes, I give myself permission to change. Yes, I forgive my parents. My life is my own to create. Yes, I understand quickly what each experience is teaching me. Yes, I am starting and completing tasks quickly and easily. Yes. Is row 6 balanced? Yes. Row 6 open? Yes. Is row 6 grounded? Yes. Is row 6 anchored? Yes. Is row 6 complete? Yes. Okay, row 7 is self-worth. How do you feel?
I feel good. Feeling good.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it is.
Do you feel lightness going through your body?
I don't know what that, but it just felt like I said, like this thing, this air is going on around me. It's like kind of circling, and then all of a sudden I felt my back start straightening it out, tightening up or something. So it's something's going on. I'm not sure what it is.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to hear. So imagine doing your whole body. Imagine now doing your whole body. Right?
Yeah. Right.
So, the chakras that I find that I get affected by that show me whether there's energy in my body or not is the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the solar plexus, the heart, and the throat chakras.
Oh, okay.
I can literally feel dense energy in them if there's energy lurking around that's not supposed to be there. right?
Right.
So
okay.
What I do is I sit and I do a session on myself and I clear off the energy, right? And I can feel it come right out my throat chakra, right?
Right.
Which is
okay.
out of my mouth, right?
Well, I'm feeling it coming out of my spinal cord and stomach and whatnot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, okay, let's do the seventh one. The seventh one is self-worth. Okay. Does Keisha possess negative beliefs? Yes. Okay, is it others' needs are more important than mine? Yes. Fear of looking foolish and or of humiliation? Yes. Fear of aging? No. Fear of being fat? No. I can't be loved just the way I am. No. Feeling like I have to conform. No. Not being true to myself in relationships. No. Pretending like nothing is wrong. Yes. I am just not good enough. Yes. Fear of disappointing God. Yes. Lack of faith in my own good and my own goals. Yes. I don't contribute. Yes. Feeling I don't have what it takes to be successful. Yes. Workaholic. No. No one is interested in what I have to say. No. Okay, may I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy from row 7 of Keisha's solar plexus chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. Filling Keisha's DNA with a frequency of 528 hertz, chopping Keisha off with a frequency of 963 hertz. It's row 7 clear. Yes. Okay, may I install the positive? Yes. I deserve joy and happiness. Yes. I speak to myself, about myself, and about my life in positive ways. Yes. I am open to and deserving the very best life has to offer. Yes, my needs are as important as others. Yes, I deserve to be treated with kindness. Yes, I see myself as equal. Yes, I am an important part of the higher plan. Yes, I am loving myself and others unconditionally. Yes, I deserve to feel good. Yes. I am the perfect age to create the life I want. Yes, I give myself permission to change. Yes, I know that I am worthwhile. Yes, it's row 7 balanced. Yes, it's row 7 open. Yes, it's row 7 grounded. Yes, it's row 7 anchored. Yes, it's row 7 complete. Yes. All righty, there's the negative beliefs. So the solar plexus chakra is, can we now send all negative beliefs back to the prime source or central sun for reprocessing in Keisha's solar plexus chakra? Can we ask now, is Keisha's solar plexus chakra energetically charged? Yes. How do you feel?
I feel okay.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Mm-hmm. Do you feel the difference from before we got on the show?
I think before I had some anxiety going on, and now it's kind of loosened up a lot, and I'm just so relaxed. So, yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So let's see now. Okay, can we tap into Keisha's DNA? Yes, is Keisha's DNA at 528 hertz? Yes. Okay, does Keisha's DNA hold any psychic trauma? Yes. Mad, hurt, insecure, loving, confident, liberated, dismayed, worried, alienated, jealous, hostile, loathing, hesitant, apathetic, indifferent, hopeful, fulfilled, inquisitive, liberated, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic. All right, Keisha, sit by on the sidelines, and if I have to, I'll come back to you.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Okay, let me tap out of you here. Is my name Keisha? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Keisha? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Keisha to infinity and beyond? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 111. 111, 1111. It's probably a Skype call. Let's see who it is.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi there.
Listening in. Hi. What's
your name?
Karen Sue, official name. I rarely use it, but that's my official name, according to my mother.
What is your name?
Karen Sue.
Karen Sue.
Yes.
Okay.
You could call me Kar, makes it easier.
So what can I do for you today, Karen?
Well, I have a lot of things going on. You helped me a while ago with grief I've been experiencing. Of course, I'm still in kind of deep grief, but I know that's a process. I've gotten into a rut. I always have trouble dealing with things in this apartment. I have so much to do. I have to clear out and organize. I have to get maintenance people up to, you know, fix certain things. And even more so since my partner passed, I have to, you know, get things done in his room. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just kind of not doing very much each day. It's like I'll do a little bit and then I don't know where the time goes. I'm online or this or that, or and then I'll get into an emotional, you know, place for a while, and then I'll be tired and I'll have to take another nap. And, you know, my sleep has been crazy too, so I'm kind of sleeping here and there when I can if I don't have appointments or things I have to, you know, take care of. Anyway, so I have so much to do, and I feel very overwhelmed, but it's like I can't get myself to do anything. Because, of course, it's the, you know, I don't want to be doing these things. It's not like they're any kind of fun, and I don't know how to brainwash myself to get into that way to make things fun and get it done. So I was wondering if you saw anything like that or if there's any kind of clearing that might help.
Okay, let's just hang on one sec.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What is your significant other? What was his name?
Nick. Nicholas called him Nick.
He's here.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Okay, insecure, frustrated. Mad, hateful, mad, hurt, insecure. Are these your emotions, Nick? No, are these Karen's emotions? Yes, this is what he sees from you. Rejected. Okay, do we need to clear Karen's crown chakra? Do I need to clear Karen's root? No, her sacral. No, her solar plexus. No, her heart. No, her throat. No, her third eye. No, her crown. Yeah, it's saying your crown chakra. Okay, let's do this, Sonia. Okay, let's do the negative beliefs for the crown chakra. And it's saying yes. Okay, can we tap into Karen? Yes, is my name Karen? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Karen? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Karen to infinity and beyond? Yes, is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? No. Okay, can we tap into Karen's innate? Yes. Okay, within Karen's innate. Okay, can we tap into row one of Karen's crown chakra? Yes. Is there negative beliefs? No, in row one. Okay, loss of capacity to cope. No, fear of being attacked. No, fear of being abused. No, fear of what's going on in the body. No, love of childhood was stripped away. No, I don't belong. No, don't fit in. No, lack of perception. No, fear of what other people see and think of me. Yes, that's the one. Okay, so can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy from row one of Karen's crown chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, raising the frequency of her DNA to 528 hertz, and topping her off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Okay, is row one clear? Yes. May we install the positive? Yes. I am safe to travel through my endless journey through eternity. Yes. I have the capacity to cope with my life. Yes. I am in the safe presence of others. Yes. I am supported and loved. Yes. I fit in with many groups. Yes. I am safe in the presence of God. Yes. I have the ability to protect myself. Yes. I am part of the family of eternal love. Yes. I belong right where I am. Yes, I know that I am seen by God. Yes, I am safe wherever I go in the universe. Yes, I am appropriate. I appreciate, accept, and love my body. Yes. Okay, is row one and Karen balanced? Yes, open. Yes, grounded. Yes, anchored. Yes, complete. Yes. Row two, connected resources. Is there negative beliefs? Yes. Completely out of contact with my inner being. Yes. Completely severed from the spirit. Yes. Coming up with ideas of how suicide would be acceptable. No. Unaware of my purpose. Yes. Cut off from my inner guidance. Yes. Blocked from the divine essence. Yes. Unable to repair my thoughts or collect any new ideas. Yes, believing fulfillment is somewhere outside of myself. Yes, I have no insight. Yes. Okay, can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energies now from row two of Karen's crown chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, filling it with the frequency of the DNA, with a frequency of 528 hertz, and topping Karen off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Is row two clear? Yes. Okay. May I install the positive beliefs? Yes. I am safe to accept my divine identity. Yes. Although I am an individual, I am connected to the oneness of all things. Yes. I am a spiritual being having an earthly experience. Yes, I don't need all the answers right now. Yes, I remember I am always spiritually connected. Yes, I am an abundance of energy and clarity. Yes, I am aware of my purpose. Yes, I accept my inner wisdom. Yes, I am creating my life with joy and stability. Yes, I am free to create a new life that totally supports me. Yes, I know what to do to heal. Yes, I am perfect just as God created me. Yes, I am connected to God and divine source. Yes, God loves and supports me on my journey. Yes, I receive the abundance and energy from God and source. Yes. Okay, is row three in balance? Or is row two in balance? Yes. Is row two open? Yes. Is row two grounded? Yes. Is row two anchored? Yes. Is row two complete? Yes. Okay, row three is emotions. Yes. You wouldn't believe how energetic this pendulum is. Okay, is there negative beliefs? Yes. Can't express myself sexually? Yes. Literal fear of God? Yes. Feeling not worthy to connect with the spirit? Yes. Great emotional shock? Yes. Great mental trauma? Yes. Guilt? Yes. Hurt? Yes. Resentment? Yes. Confusion? Yes. Deep sense of despair? Yes. Can't express what's on my mind? Yes, vacant, deep inner sadness. Yes, toxic thoughts and irrational fears. Yes, unable to express my deepest insecurities, uncertainties, or concerns. Yes. Okay, may I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy from row three of Karen's crown chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, filling her DNA with a frequency of 528 hertz, topping her off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Okay, is row three clear? Yes. May I install the positive? Yes. I am opening my heart and communicating with love. Yes. I am spiritually and emotionally supported. Yes, my heart is open and flowing. Yes, I am processing the thoughts and feelings appropriately. Yes, I choose to break out in laughter more often. Yes, I easily process my personal feelings. Yes, I am giving and receiving unconditional love. Yes, I feel alive and excited about my life. Yes, my channels of joy are wide open. Yes, God loves and supports me with me on my journey. Yes, I am creating my life with joy and stability. Yes, I am remembering the higher purpose behind each event. Yes. Okay, is row three in balance? Yes, is row three open? Yes. Is row three grounded? Yes. Is row three complete? Yes. Okay, row four, the victim mindset. Okay, does Karen possess negative beliefs in row four? No. May we install the positive? Yes. I am increasing in faith and trust. Yes. I honor and love myself deeply. Yes. I allow others to support me in my times of need. Yes. I connect easily with life and the people around me. Yes. I am remembering my higher purpose behind each event. Yes. I am full of positive thinking patterns. Yes, I choose to have a high, joyous vibration. Yes, I love and approve of myself. Yes, my opinions and thoughts are valuable. Yes, I am good enough. Yes, I understand the purpose of all my pain and release it willingly. Yes, I am the only one who thinks in my mind. Yes, I easily see the higher purpose of each experience. Yes. Okay, is row four in balance? Yes. Open? Yes. Grounded? Yes. And complete? Yes. Okay, row five is the control mindset. How do you feel, Karen?
Oh, wow. I do feel different. I feel lighter, more uplifted, and this last segment, I kind of felt sort of waves, subtle
Excellent.
Waves kind of from my crown down.
Well, we're activating your brain right now, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like you're in shock with everything that you've been through, you know, the loss of your partner, whatever, you know, like it's like you're in shock.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very stressful year with him anyway, yeah. And I totally sounds weird, but I wasn't prepared. I was prepared for him coming out of it. and healing. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Shaw.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
okay.
been a few months. I still say to myself, you know, why am I having trouble with this? But my brain's still going and it's, I am reacting like shock mode, and I have the picture of him in the hospital bed, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
still, like, my brain goes, how? Why?
Yeah.
Why is he here with me? I'm still stuck here.
Yeah.
Sorry. How I've been feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. I know I'm going through the same thing right now. My husband has heart disease, and they've given him 2 years to live. And I keep shoving healing his way, right? And I'm praying that he's going to outlast the diagnosis and live longer than 2 years, right?
Yeah.
You know, but I'm preparing myself for the day that something does happen, too. You just don't know. You have to prepare
right.
yourself for whatever it is, right?
Well, I should have. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So... okay, let's do row five here. Okay, does Karen possess negative beliefs in row five? Yes. Okay, I don't want to be here any longer. No. Shutting down my heart? No. Lack of tenderness? No. Resisting old mental thought patterns? Yes. Emotionally withdrawing? Yes. Keeping others responsible for my choices? Yes. Ignoring what needs to happen because I just don't want to know? No. Okay, can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy from row five of Karen's crown chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, filling Karen's DNA with a frequency of 528 hertz, topping Karen off with a frequency of 963 hertz. Okay, is row five clear? Yes. May we install the positive? Yes. I accept my inner guidance and guidance from my spiritual guides. Yes, I love and listen to others. Yeah, I love listening to others. Yes, I know when to surrender and let go. Yes, I relax and trust the process of life. Yes, I am giving and receiving unconditional love. Yes, my heart is open and flowing. Yes. Okay, is row five in balance? Yes. Is row five open? Yes. Is row five grounded? Yes. Is row five anchored? Yes. Is row five complete? Yes. Okay. Row six is stagnation? Yes. Okay. Is there any negative beliefs? Yes. Breakdown of communication between my nervous and neural pathways? Yes. Inability to carry on? Yes. Can't assimilate what has happened? Yes. Hypersensitive to others? Yes, unable to relax. Yes, constant miscommunication. Yes, stuck in my old patterns and attitudes. Yes, suffering from years of inner conflict. Yes, can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from row six of Karen's crown chakra, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, raising Karen's DNA full of the frequency of 528 hertz, topping Karen with a frequency of 963 hertz. Okay, is row six clear? Yes. May we install the positive? Yes. I am experiencing more and more mental calmness. Yes. There is plenty of time for me to learn and grow. Yes. I accept my body signals in perfect harmony and rhythm. Yes. I am easily assimilating all my life experiences. Yes, I am in contact with my inner being. Yes, I am resolving and releasing all my problems. Yes, my spirituality has complete permission to flow through me unrestrained. Yes. Okay, is row six in balance? Yes. Is row six open? Yes. Is row six grounded? Yes. Is row six anchored? Yes. Is row six complete? Yes. Okay, I ask now to send all negative beliefs from Karen's crown chakra back to the prime source or central sun for reprocessing. I now ask, is Karen's crown chakra energetically charged? Yes. How do you feel now?
Ah, Wow, I feel lighter, but and now I'm standing, I'm almost dizzy. I have to get used to it.
There you go.
Can't,
so just pamper yourself. Sit and rest and just get your bearings about yourself. Don't be afraid of it, Karen.
Okay. I mean,
so
just
go with the flow.
No. I'm sorry.
Pardon?
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just wondering what should happen from now on, and you know, do I do anything? Is it supposed
no,
to be immediate?
You just will feel lightness. Pay attention to your perception of how you see things. You know how you did before, right?
Yeah.
Before this meeting, right here, right now, right?
Yes.
You know how you lived your life. Right? You know how you saw things. You know how you felt about things. You know how you reacted to things. Just
yes.
How life swirled around you or whatever. Now pay attention to how things are now. Right?
Okay. Yes.
So, like, it changes your perception. How you feel about something that comes along. Right?
Yes. I do feel brighter right now, just in general. So I understand.
It's beautiful work. It is, like I said, I do it on myself regularly. You know?
That's great.
It is my number one first defense to anything, to life's problems, to dealing with life in general, is releasing the trapped energy, and I've become proficient in feeling it in my body and releasing
wow.
it out, right? So, you know, like it's amazing. I never imagined back in 2009 when I first heard about what this is, right, the emotion code therapy and what it could do for you, that I would have a result like this in the end, right? So,
yeah.
You know, I've never
well,
done
that-
this. Go ahead.
No, I just said it's great that you can do it with yourself. Is that unusual or is it a common for a lot of practitioners to get that skill once they learn the emotion code?
That I would say, I don't know. I've never spoken to another practitioner about how they feel when they're doing their work, but I would say yes, that is a skill that you learn to refine on yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like everything I do on myself first to see how I'm going to feel, right?
Oh.
And every single time there's a wow factor involved.
Mm.
So, you know, it's it is a truly magnificent gift, and I thank God every day for it. I just totally am in love with what I do, and I'll never give it up. It'll always take precedence, you know. So
yeah,
you know. So
yes, yeah, awesome.
You know,
that's
I don't
great.
Go to the doctor because I'm having aches and pains in my body. No, I do this on myself. And I release the aches and pains, and then I go to the doctor, right, with no aches and pain, right? I'm there for the
yeah.
real problem then, not every little ache and pain or sensation that goes through my body or whatever, right? No,
right.
I use this to release all of that. Then if I have a real problem, I go to my physician, and I let him deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me going in there and them treating me like I'm some kind of a hypochondriac because I feel like there's something wrong with me, right?
Right, yeah. Oh, I agree. I don't like to run to the doctor unless I really have to anyway.
Yeah.
Or I just go for the testing.
Yeah. So, anyhow,
yeah.
So you're feeling good?
Yes, I am. That's great. That's great. Should this affect, well, everything is connected. I have been dealing with health issues too. Do you think that that would get better, or that's a whole other kind of healing?
Pay attention now to your health issues.
Yeah. I do anyway. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are your health issues?
Well, I've had chronic infections. I think they're, you know, based in the gut, because I've had antibiotics all my life, starting as a child, not just the usual diseases that everybody gets. I had a history of pneumonia, I was told, and I had a lot of penicillin shots. I remember being in the crib and getting penicillin in my tush shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that started it, I believe, and I've been on different protocols, and no one can get to the bottom, to the root of which, you know, what it is. And anyway, so I have hormone imbalances. I take Arbor Thyroid, natural thyroid hormone, and I have other hormone imbalances. And, you know, since I've been in menopause, I've had bone loss and hair loss and periodontal disease. And so... yeah, I would like to resolve all of it and be healthy and stop this degenerative process.
Yeah.
I've been seeing this.
Well, you know, I have this program called Energy Balancing by Numbers. And mm-hmm. It deals with a lot of number sequences in your subconscious mind. And, if you want, I can do some checking into your hormones and the viral end of things to see whether we can identify any number sequences that are missing from your subconscious mind. Right?
Wow.
So it's a whole other section towards what I do. And I'll tell you, if this work leads to be true in the end or whatever, I'll be doing whole shows on that book once I become fluent in it, right? So if you want, friend me on Messenger. And,
oh, I'm not on.
You're not on Messenger?
No.
Well, you can call me. You can always call me. And we can sit down and do a little bit of work with the book to see whether or not we can come up with any answers towards what is your problem, right? You know, because medically they just throw pills and meds at you or whatever, and, you know, that solves the problem or whatever. But that doesn't solve the problem. That's just a Band-Aid solution. So if you find some release by putting in a number sequence into your subconscious mind and saying it for 21 days, right? And that's all you have to do is say it like 7 times a day for 21 days, right? And it takes you 2 seconds to say the number, right?
Yeah.
So anyhow, like I did my pituitary gland, and I could feel a shift in my brain. In the front of my brain, which is where your pituitary gland is,
right.
I could feel a shift happen after I did that session. It was like I went through about a half hour where I just felt different. I didn't feel right. And then all of a sudden it released, and I've never felt it since. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, who knows whether there's something to that or not. Right, so if you're interested, do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Okay, you can reach me at 780-707-1657, and it's Shoshona.
Okay. Do you have email also?
Yeah, Healing Hands by Shoshona, So HealingByShoshana@gmail.com.
Okay, good. I got both.
Yeah, so feel free to contact me or whatever, and we'll do some checking on you. You know?
Thank you. And
yeah.
This is a different than the emotion code. This is like a number code? Or maybe
no,
it doesn't have a name.
Yeah, I do the emotion code, but then I have a new program called Energy Balancing by Numbers.
Oh, okay. And it, right.
And it's a program that's put out there by a gentleman by the name of Lloyd Meir. So, like I said, I've done it on myself, and I did feel a difference after I did it.
Okay,
now,
I'm intrigued.
This book that I have is absolutely loaded with different number sequences.
Wow, okay, well, interesting.
So it's just a matter of going through and finding the one that pertains to you.
Uh-huh.
All righty?
Okay. Yes, yes, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll talk to you.
My name is
Thank
Karen.
You. Yeah.
Yes. Shoshana. Yeah, you too. My name's Shoshana. Yes. Is my name Karen? No, it's my name Shoshana. Yes. Am I Shoshana to infinity and beyond? Yes. All right, Barbara, we're done.
Okay. So I have Keisha's number if you want to call her after the show and finish with her.
Okay.
So we've run out of time.
Okay, what is her number?
No, I'll send it to you. I don't want to give it out to everybody.
Okay, yeah, all righty.
Okay, tell people how to reach you. And
They can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshana on Facebook. You can message me on Messenger at Shoshana Pelche. So that's Shoshana Pelche, PELLETIER. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
Great. Well, thank you, Shoshana. It was another great show.
Perfect. Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Bye.